So we have Rich Coppola, legendary in our market here, sports director at Fox 61. Good morning to you, Rich.
Hello, Rich. Good morning.
How are you? Great. How are you?
I'm good.
It's your first day of retirement, or is this just a little taking a little sabbatical for a little while?
Yeah, no, it's not retirement. I'm not sure what the next chapter is. You know, I'm kind of excited to find out what it is, but it's not retirement. It's just, you know, I think sometimes you just get a feeling that there's more to it. There's more ahead, and I just thought. As I said in my post, you know, I've reported on free agents for many years, and you know, it was an opportunity for me to become one myself, and that's what I did. So looking forward to seeing what, you know, what possibly could be out there. You know, my roots are in radio, so maybe I'll go back to radio.
Mm. Rich, this is Brad.
How are you, Brad?
And I found out that you were going to be here this morning. And, you know, you never get a chance to really say a couple of things to some people that you have a lot of respect for. And I just want you to know, if it means anything, that you have been one of the best. And that is your reputation, and I'm certainly happy that you joined the two of us here. But you had a wonderful, wonderful career, and I know it will continue.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, he's like you said, he's just waiting for the next chapter. You know, Rich, in broadcasting, it's normal for a broadcaster to go from one station to another, and not only in the very same market, but even on a national level. However, you have been a mainstay at Fox 61 for 30 years, including being the sports director. What do you attribute your longevity at one station? What do you attribute that to?
Well, let me first just back up a little bit, to come from someone like Brad that has built such a phenomenal reputation and done it, you know, Brad, for as long as you have, you have no idea how much that means to me, you know, for you to say that. So, you know, you have to have obviously someone that's willing to let you be there for so long. So, you know, the funny thing is, Joe Zone and I have talked many times now from Channel 3, and now Joe has worked in New York, Chicago, and L.A. So when we talk, you know, that's what impresses me that he's been able to do. And conversely, I think he's more impressed, Brad, to your point, about being in one spot for 30 years. You know, you have to have, when management changes, they have to believe in you. You know, there's, I think it's pretty straightforward with me because that's how I am. There's no shtick. I'm not clever enough, I guess, to come up with one. I'm not, although a former news director of mine once said, you know, you're kind of funny if you deviated from what you do. But I don't, because, you know, I don't feel, if you can be funny and give information, that's one thing. But if you try and do it just to have a shtick and be funny and you're not, then people are going to see right through that. With me, it's I think always been what you see is what you get.
You're right. That's exactly what you
people,
get.
At least the people that have employed me have been comfortable with that. You know, I try to be a person that your coworkers find as someone they like to be with. I tried to wave the flag for the station all these years, and I have to tell you, in my last broadcast last night, the 5, I had no idea if I was going to get through it. I'm a pretty emotional person, and I somehow kept it together. And afterward, there had to be about 15 of my coworkers who actually lined up in the studio to give me a hug, say goodbye, and take a picture with me. And I lost it at that. Because my point was, you know, this is what makes it hard, that you people, to do that would just blow me away. And now I'm forced to walk away. I shouldn't say forced. And now I'm having to walk away from that, you know, those people, that type of people that, that show their affection for you in, mm-hmm. In that manner. So it was difficult. I'm going to miss a lot of the people without question.
Of course.
But, you know, it's just to find out what the next chapter can be.
You know, you started over at WWLP up in an NBC affiliate up in Springfield, right?
Yes, I will. Well, I was at ESPN as a producer, and you know, so what happened was I was never going to go from being a producer to being on air at ESPN. So when I got the opportunity to work in Springfield, my 2 days off from ESPN, you know, I grabbed it. And then when they needed me for a third day a week during high school football season, they had to quit ESPN as a full-timer. But it was my opportunity to, you know, it's kind of put up or shut up. You know, I thought I could do it. You know, I did it to a degree in radio beforehand. And this gave me an opportunity on TV. And then while I was in Springfield, which was from 87, 89, that's when I found out somehow that Channel 61 was beginning a newscast. So I applied for the job in sports, and I got it. And I'll tell you, the early days, Connecticut Magazine killed me. And we weren't very far into the newscast. And I think their line was I related to somebody? So.
Is that how you got the job, right?
exactly. And, you know, the truth of it was I hadn't a lot of experience anchoring, because even in Springfield, for the most part, I was doing features. I wasn't anchoring. In fact, the first time I anchored, and I tell this story all the time because my attitude is you have to be able to laugh at yourself, right?
Of course.
So my first sportscast, Mike Schmidt of the Phillies hits his 500th career home run, great baseball milestone. Well, as I tell when I speak, I had a little trouble with the word Schmidt. I omitted a couple letters.
Oh, no.
Three of the letters, in fact.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could only go. There was only one place to go from there, right? I could only go up, because when you swear your first time, you know, that's a tough way to begin.
Well,
you know,
that happens to us all.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you also worked with Bob Rumbold up in Springfield. And then you both go end up at Fox 61 in Hartford. And as you know, he announces retirement, and then lo and behold, we see him on WTNH Channel 8 a few months later. You said as you close one chapter of your broadcasting career, does that mean that you are looking for the next chapter to begin in broadcasting?
Oh, absolutely. I can't sit around. I get bored very easily.
Well, and you're young too. You know.
Well, I'm not that young, but I am. I am definitely looking for something else. Hopefully, something fun.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting into detail, the last couple of years haven't been as fun as they could be. So I'd like to have fun again. And, you know, at least to a degree now, I've done Quinnipiac hockey mm-hmm. for a long time. Hockey and baseball are my two sports passions.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of the schools have done, the Quinnipiac games are on ESPN Plus. So I moved over from the analyst seat to the play-by-play seat last year, and it's a different animal. I can tell you, it's much different from being an anchor. It's much different from being a color commentator.
Yeah,
but it's exciting. So, but I can't just do that. So, you know, that's why becoming a free agent, I'm kind of banking on, you know, maybe someone looks at you in a certain light when you've spent so many years at one place. And now if they know that you're out there, you know, I did a little bit of news for the first time in my career, probably around 2011 and 12. I was asked by our then news director, Colleen Marin,
mm-hmm.
About doing Sunday mornings. And, you know, Kevin Nathan and I used to talk about the fact that we would probably at some point have to transition into news.
And he did so.
And he did, and he does a great job. He's a heck of a broadcaster, an even better person, and good for Channel 30 for giving him, you know, for valuing him and letting him make that move.
So would you make a move like that? Would you make a move into journalism, non-sports related?
Sure. I mean, if it was, you know, maybe even there's a guy that used to work for me that was my weekend guy named Andrew Stocky from Simsbury, and Andrew's been at CBS station in Pittsburgh for many years. And Andrew does, he does both, news and sports. And so it's not that uncommon for sports guys to make that transition. I think we can make that transition. I don't know that news guys can go in reverse. I think we, by virtue of what we do in sports, I just think it's different that we can do a lot of different things. And even more recently, the trend now has gone to where we had to even shoot our own video.
Right.
I wasn't particularly thrilled with that, but there are times where it made it... you know, sometimes you couldn't get a story because there was no photographer available. And if you can do it yourself, you just do it.
So, and it would save the station money, too. I mean, and it's all about dollars and cents. Would you consider moving out of the Connecticut market?
No. No. You know, I'm from here. My wife is from here.
Yeah.
You know, I've always valued that, you know, if you could get somewhere else and, you know, a bigger market and, you know, I don't know, make 20 or 30 or whatever, $1,000 more, I can't put a price on, you know, the ability to drive 20 minutes or a half hour and
sure. And not for nothing, Rich.
My family and friends.
You have brand equity here in the state of Connecticut, but I have to think, I'm thinking of your 30 plus year career in sports broadcasting, television broadcasting. Is there, a story or is there, an occurrence that, that you remember most, something that you reported, or whether you broke the story or not, that really comes to mind as one of your favorite stories of your career?
Well, I'll tell you one that I think, you know, there's naturally, you know, if I asked you, you'd tell me a lot of different things, too. It's sometimes like asking a parent of more than one child or who their favorite child is.
Right, right.
But, you know, one of the... I'll be honest with you, one of the best stories to be on, I wasn't the talent, I was the producer, and it was during 1987 when I worked at ESPN. The NHL played two All-Star games against the Russians in Quebec, and it was 65 below wind chill in Quebec. It was quite a week. Since being, you know, at Fox, you know, of course, the UConn stories, the first national championships, like the women in 95, was exciting. The men in 99 in Tampa, their first, those were great. The whole Whalers thing, while it wasn't an enjoyable thing with them leaving, mm-hmm. from a journalistic standpoint, you know, that was a challenging story. And I'll tell people all the time, in 2004, covering the Yankees-Red Sox series, and the Red Sox comeback from down 3-0. And what people don't understand is once, I think Dom Amore of The Current did a story on Tony Terzi and I when we worked together on Sunday nights, that we were kind of a microcosm of the state and that Tony is a Red Sox fan and I'm a Yankees fan. So the bad part about that is once people know, no matter what I say, it comes around to, well, you're a Yankees fan. I think if you consider yourself a professional...
Yeah, you're right.
You can't beat that.
Comes from your head, not your heart. So Game 7, after Game 7, I was live from Yankee Stadium, and Rumbold, who was in studio, kind of made some comment like, you know, Richard Ellis has to be tough. And I was like, no, this I've just witnessed as great a comeback as you can make. This yep. isn't all about who I mm-hmm. grew up rooting for, you know. And so that was you know, something to watch. And I know it hit this state, obviously, because there's so many fans of both.
That's right. I remember that whole series. Yeah, I cried as a Yankee fan. I cried my soup here, you know, and those comebacks. Hammered Mariano Rivera. Yeah, I remember that. Listen, we're running out of time. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your years.
The best of luck to you.
Over at Fox, you've been a mainstay and such a staple in Connecticut
Unreal.
Sports. I know we're going to see and hear more of you in the not-so-distant future. I just have that bit of confidence. I know in my heart you're still going to be around here doing what you do. You're so great at.
Well, guys, I'm God bless you.
By it. Just to have me on is a great honor, and I appreciate what you guys do. So keep up the great work, and yeah, anytime you need me, I'm in the bullpen warming up.
Well, it was great work. Well, I worked with you at Fox 61 too. You were always a pleasure. Last time I saw you was at the Capitol not that long ago.
Absolutely.
When I was an elected official.
You know, it means a lot. To me, more than you guys know, especially when you do it in your home state. So
yeah.
Something is next. I'm just not sure what, but I'm looking forward to it.
I have faith in you, brother. Thanks for being with us.
Take care.
Guys.